Hello, my name is Candy Block, and this is Learn From My Wedding Mistakes, a podcast where I interview newlyweds, asking them to share openly and honestly about the things that didn't go according to plan. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Today's podcast is following suit with the last few that we've done. So today's podcast is actually a part of the YouTube series that I've put together for the summer to help couples that are in their last few months of planning. And I wanted to share it here on the podcast as well because this information is relevant to everyone. So I want to make sure if you're getting married this summer or this fall that you get this advice. If you want to do a deep dive, you can definitely check out the YouTube channel because those videos also have visuals and examples. If, again, you would like to do a little bit more of a deep dive. Today's episode is all about helping ensure that cleanup runs really smoothly at the end of your wedding day. So a couple weeks ago on the podcast, we talked about packing and prepping your wedding day decorations, and this is really the flip side of that. So I always like to think of the setup and cleanup with the analogy of biking up a hill. So the setup is really that slow climb as you're trying to get to the top. It's taking a lot of effort and you're really trying to perfect every detail. Cleanup is the exact opposite. So it's really fast and things are moving quickly and you're really just kind of flying down to the bottom of the hill in the most efficient way possible. So that bottom of the hill is you getting out of the venue on time. And so I know that cleanup isn't the most fun thing to think about during wedding planning, but it's really a critical piece of your big day. So you absolutely need to take some time to think about what you're going to do when the music is off and the lights are on and you have to get everyone and everything out of the venue. So in this episode, I'm going to share my 7 tips on how to develop a plan for your cleanup and then how you actually execute that plan to make sure everything runs really smoothly on your wedding day and you're getting out of the venue on time. So without further ado, let's jump in to this YouTube video. I wanted to take a minute to tell you about one of the biggest mistakes that I made after our wedding, and that was changing my name. I will admit, I had a lot of pride and I just didn't want to ask for help. I thought, you know, I'm a very capable person. I am detail-oriented. I like doing research online. There is no reason that I can't figure this out on my own. The problem is that it was just something I didn't want to do. You guys, it sat on my to-do list forever. Finally, I just got to a point that I was like, it's got to happen now or it's never going to happen. And that is when I found Hitch Switch, and it was so easy to use. All I did was fill out one form on their website, and then they mailed me all of the forms that I would need pre-filled out with all of the information and a step-by-step guide on how to make the whole process happen. So honestly, guys, don't make the same mistake that I did. Make this process a lot easier on yourself and go to hitchswitch.com to change your name the easy way. And for our listeners, you can get 10% off any of their packages by using the code WEDDINGMISTAKES. So again, make this process easy on yourself. Go to hitchswitch.com and use the code WEDDINGMISTAKES to start the name changing process. Hello, my name is Candy Block of Block Weddings and Events, and today is video 3 in a 4-part series all about the final details of wedding planning that you put together about 1 to 2 months before the big day. So in video number 1, we talked about creating your seating chart and table assignments and all of the logistics that go along with that. And then in video 2, we talked about how to pack and prepare your decorations so you have a really smooth setup time on your wedding day. And today's video is going to be the exact opposite of that, and we're going to talk about the end of the day and how to make sure cleanup goes really smoothly. Now, I know this probably isn't the most exciting part of wedding planning, thinking about cleaning up after your big day, but trust me, it is really important. So we're going to jump right in. I have 7 tips for you. Let's do this. Okay, tip number 1 is to know what you want to keep versus what can be thrown away. And this is important for a couple of reasons. The first is to make sure that those really important items to you, the things that you want to keep and maybe store and maybe put on display after your wedding as a keepsake, you want to make sure that those are being taken care of at the end of the night. So you'll definitely want to note those types of items. But it's also important because many venues will have dumpsters on site or large trash cans. So if there are items that you don't want or that can easily be disposed of, you want to take advantage of that. So what you can do is actually use the list that we created when we talked about setup. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to the last video. We talk all about how to create your decorations list and your plan. So what you're going to want to do is use that to really decipher which items you want to keep and which ones you are okay throwing away, or you don't necessarily care, like whose car they go into at the end of the night, and kind of sort that out. A couple of things to consider here are one-time use types of items that are probably better thrown away or recycled. Things like garlands or paper lanterns or balloons or things like that. So those are items that you really just can't keep. They're probably not going to be in that great of shape at the end of the day anyway. It might just be better to recycle or throw away those items on site. The other thing to consider are items that even if you might not want them, you could donate them to somebody else if you have a friend or family member getting married, or you could potentially sell. So there are a lot of sites you can use online like OfferUp or Craigslist or different Facebook groups that you can join that will actually be a great tool for you to post up the decorations that you used for your wedding day, and another couple might have a very similar style or a specific need for their wedding, and they could use those, and then you get a little money back in the process. So keep those things in mind. The items that are only one-time use, the items that you could sell or donate to somebody else, and then also the keepsakes that you want to hold on to after your wedding day. Tip number two is to leave the boxes and totes underneath of the table that the items are on. So to give you an example, let's say you have a dessert table and you have a cake stand, your cake cutting set, maybe a couple picture frames. The box that those got to the venue in, you'll want to just put it underneath of the table. Now, this might not always be possible if you're using farm tables or you don't have a full floor length linen on the table, but if you do, take advantage of that space. I say this for two reasons. The first is because it's just wasted space if you don't take advantage of it. But also because if you don't have a space like that or you can't use it, then all of the boxes that you brought into the venue with everything need to go outside of the venue. So they might have a storage closet you can use. Sometimes you can just put them right outside of a door, like a back wall or a side of the venue that nobody sees from the outside. But other times you might need to take all of those boxes and totes out to a car or a truck and they get stored there all day. And then at the end of the night, you have to bring all of those boxes back into the venue, which just takes a lot of time, and usually the cleanup window is pretty short. So this is just a really easy tip that you can use almost while you're setting up to make sure that cleanup goes really quickly. Tip number three is to have a trusted person in charge of cleanup. And this should be somebody that has not been heavily drinking. So when I'm coordinating, I'm always the person in charge of cleanup. But if you don't have a coordinator, you know, have a close friend, maybe a wedding party member or a parent that can really just stay on site and manage cleanup and make sure that everyone and everything gets out of the venue on time. This is really important. Drunk help is not really great help. So the best thing that your guests can do, especially if they have been drinking at the end of the night, instead of staying around and acting like they're helping cleaning up or trying to clean up, the best thing they can do is actually just leave. And I know that that might sound kind of rude. I hope it doesn't. But really, the more people you have that have been drinking and don't really know what the cleanup plan is actually just people crowding the space and is going to slow down cleanup a lot. So one thing you can do as the couple, if you have guests that are maybe lingering a little bit too long, is to just keep reassuring them that you don't need help with cleanup and then stand close to the exit. And that way, as their guests as your guests gather their belongings, they'll go to you to say your goodbyes. And then at least if they are lingering, you're kind of getting everyone to gather towards the door, so the whole rest of the venue space is open. And that's going to help your vendors and your cleanup team actually clear out the whole rest of the space, because decorations need to be taken off of tables, linens need to be pulled, and at a lot of venues, they're going to break down all of those tables and chairs, and sometimes sweep and mop the floors as well. So that's a lot of breakdown that needs to happen. And again, that window at the end of the night is usually no more than an hour. So the longer that guests stay and linger and are spread out in the space, the shorter you're making your own cleanup window. So encourage guests to leave on that really high note of partying and having fun. Say your goodbyes. Don't really wish that they were helping with cleanup. Nobody wants to clean up at the end of the night. Tip number 4 is to make sure you know who is taking home your gifts and cards at the end of the night. This is important because those are valuable items that your guests have given to you, and you want to make sure that you can open them together and enjoy all of the gifts and well wishes that people have given to you. So make sure that you appoint someone to load up all of the gifts and cards, and that you know when you're going to be able to meet up with them after the wedding day to actually open all of those. I do recommend, if you're having a wedding where a lot of guests will be bringing gifts, to choose someone that has maybe a van or an SUV or a large trunk space, so that way all of the gifts can fit. If you have a wedding where maybe a lot of people have sent you your gifts online already, they've been shipped to your home, or maybe you did a honeymoon fund or something like that and it's mostly cards, then it's a little bit easier to give this task to anyone. But again, make sure you know where your gifts and cards are going and how you're going to get those after the wedding day. Number 5 is to make sure you have a plan for leftover food and beverages. So let's talk about food first. Usually the caterers will ask you about this before the wedding day, but if they don't, it's an important thing to bring up. Some caterers will give you the leftovers and some will not. So that's the first thing that you need to find out. And a lot of that has to do with health codes and what they're actually able to give you based on how long the food was sitting out and how long it stayed warm and those sorts of things. If you are able to take the leftovers, find out if your caterer is going to provide some to-go boxes for you, or if you need to give those to the caterer in order to take that food. And then if you are taking the food, know who is actually taking it. So I always encourage you to have your caterers give you a box that you can take home at the end of the night, because oftentimes as the couple, you're talking to everyone during the reception and you don't actually get to eat that much. So it can be nice at the end of the night to take home a box of leftovers, heat them up, and just kind of decompress and talk about the day with your new spouse over your delicious meal that you just served. So that's one thing. You can also have friends and family take them home. I've seen couples just load them up with a parent and they take all of the leftovers. I've also seen couples leave the to-go boxes out on a table near the exit, so that way guests can each grab a box and take them home. And then the final option is that you could see if your caterer or if someone can actually donate the leftover food for you. Again, sometimes this depends on what the laws are and the health codes, but it's definitely something to ask if you don't really want to take home any leftovers. When it comes to the beverages, this is a little bit different. So sometimes if you have brought in all of the alcohol, you have to take it all off site as well. So just make sure that someone has a truck or an SUV that can load up any extra, you know, kegs or bottles of wine or alcohol or any of the mixers. Make sure that you have space for that, especially if that alcohol was delivered to your venue by like a company or a grocery store. Make sure you have a designated person that knows any leftovers are going to go with them. Otherwise, if your venue provided the alcohol and you don't get to keep it, then that's something you don't have to worry about, which is good. Tip number 6 is to leave yourself enough time for cleanup. So I've already mentioned a few times that the cleanup window is usually pretty short. It's no longer than about an hour, usually. The tendency for most couples, if they have a a large group and people that like to dance and party and drink, is that they want to have the music going and they want that party to continue as long as possible, which is very understandable. However, you don't want to get into a situation where you haven't given yourself enough time for cleanup and then you're not able to get out of the venue by your designated contract time and then you're getting charged additional fees. So some venues will actually charge you additional hours if you go over the time that's in your contract that you've rented the space for. So this is really important. I wouldn't say you need, longer than an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, but just make sure you don't cut it any shorter than an hour, especially if you need to put away tables and chairs. You're going to want, a solid amount of time to do that. So make sure you talk to your venue contact about this, but just make sure you leave yourself enough time. And finally, my last tip for you is that how you packed it in is not how it's going to leave the venue. Now, this might seem like a no-brainer for some of you, and it might not even matter at all, but for others, these are decorations that you've put together yourself, you've been collecting them for a long time, you've had this vision of your wedding day for so long that a lot of times there's a little bit of attachment to the items that you actually had at your wedding day. So again, it's important to know which items are keepsakes, because during the cleanup process, you can make sure those get loaded in a specific person's car. They're packed really well, so they stay very safe. A lot of the other items, though, are going to get intermixed and mingled and really just boxed up and loaded into cars as quickly as possible because, again, the priority is getting out of the venue on time. And so a lot of times, the totes will be consolidated, boxes will get thrown away if they're not needed, and things will be packed up so they're not going to break, but they're not going to be packed up and, as nice as they were when they were brought into the venue. Again, some people are like, this is crazy, Candy, why are you even bringing this up? However, I understand that for some couples that can be a little bit of a shock when you open up, the back of your SUV the next day or people are bringing things to you and it might seem a little bit overwhelming or messy, but just know that everything is there, it's all packed away. So my biggest tip, kind of as a bonus tip, is to designate a day. It doesn't have to be the very next day, but designate some time where you can actually go through the decorations that you had and just kind of open them all up, sort things out, repackage the items you want to keep, post the items that you don't want to keep online, or figure out how you're getting them to the people that you're donating them to, and just really kind of block off some time for that because it's going to be longer than you think it will take to actually, just kind of clean up from the cleanup of your wedding day. So give yourself some time after the wedding, just sometime in the next week to do that. And finally, just one more bonus tip. I know this is the very last one, but whoever is in charge of your cleanup, make sure they know the difference between items that belong to the venue, items that are yours, and items that came from a rental company. That's going to be really important so those things aren't getting mixed during the cleanup. If a rental company is coming to pick things up, they can usually get those pretty easily. But if you're returning items, make sure they're packed separately so that way you don't have to sort through everything the very next day because you're looking for a rental or a napkin or something that got packed in a box with other things. So make sure that your rentals stay separate from the items that you have and that nothing from the venue accidentally gets packed in with your belongings, because then you're just adding a little bit of extra work after the wedding day because you're going to have to be making those returns and communicating with people to make sure that all of the items get back where they belong. Okay, that's it. Those are all of my tips for cleanup. I hope you found them really helpful. Again, this is just video 3 in our 4-part series. So the last one that I have coming up is all about tipping etiquette. So again, these 4 videos are covering the things that you're really planning and doing in those final months right before your wedding day. I know we are heading into July. This is the busiest wedding season. So I hope this information is very relevant and helpful for you. If you have any questions about wedding planning, and I mean anything, please leave a comment below. I would be more than happy to answer those for you. Again, my name is Candy Block with Block Weddings and Events. Thanks for tuning in today. Bye. That's all I have for you today. If you have a wedding planning question that you'd like answered on the podcast, you can connect with me on Instagram at Block Weddings. Leave me a comment or send me a direct message, and I promise I'll get back to you. Or you can submit a question through my website, blockcoordination.com/podcast. That's also where you can find all of our past episodes, show notes, and sign up for our weekly email newsletter containing bonus episode content. You can find links to the information we referenced in today's episode in the show notes. I'll be sharing new episodes every Wednesday, so make sure you subscribe. And if you like this podcast, please leave a review.